Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up, where you can
join serial dater Phil.
That's me. And dating detoxer Liz.
That's me. Welcome to the world of online dating.
What can you expect in the Unhinged and Bumbled Up podcast?
Dating do's, don'ts and disasters.
What we and our guests would gladly chuck in the 2020 dating bin to be gone forever.
What real people really think about those tricky dating dilemmas.
Awesome dating trivia. You'll never know when it'll come in handy for that pub quiz.
Top tips and tricks from our awesome guest experts, who luckily know a little more about dating than we do.
So if you've ever had a dating disaster,
ignored the red flag,
is your dating life less successful than the chances of us keeping this finale to one episode,
then you're in the right place. Do we know what we're talking about? No! Our dating lives are both utter shite. So join us as we talk all things dating. The good, the bad, and the... Sorry, there's just no spark.
Hello, and welcome to the Unhinged and Bumbled Up podcast. I'm Liz, he's Phil, and today we are recording episode 22, the season finale. I don't know about you, Phil, but it's gone super quickly. I can't believe we're at the finale of season one already.
Massively quickly. And me and Liz are actually sat right next to each other right now, which is really weird.
It's so peculiar.
And me banging the table. There we go.
Getting too excited. Normally we record remotely, so we're just linked up on screen. And now we're actually physically in the same room. It's wild.
Yeah, massively, massively, massively. Now, I was meant to plan this final episode, and we all know how my planning goes.
So oh, God.
Not that well. Some listeners were meant to come on, but unfortunately, they had to drop out last minute. But we have some questions. Now, we'll ask these questions first, but then we've got a little bit of a surprise coming on later. We've also got some funky lights behind us, which we'll show on a photo. Right, so to you both, what is your favourite dating app?
I would say that when I was dating, I had most success with Bumble.
Okay.
Out of the ones that I tried. I found Tinder gross.
Mm-hmm.
And I found, what's it called, Hinge. I couldn't get on with the prompts and stuff, and yeah, it just didn't feel intuitive for me, whereas Bumble felt pretty decent out of, you know, best for bad bunch kind of thing.
Do you know what I answered?
What?
I said Instagram.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I can't say I disagree, to be honest. Instagram pretty much serves that function.
Yeah, it's better than all the others. But yeah. I mean, out of the major ones, because obviously we've interviewed a couple of
up and coming
ones, which, I mean, once has got 10 million listeners. So I wouldn't say it's up and coming. No, I'd say it's up there. Yeah.
10 million listeners.
Right, that's the tequila and lemonade right there.
You've been podcasting too long.
I have been podcasting too long.
Do you know what happened to me last week, actually? Somebody slid into my DMs. So I'd been on a hen do, and then a couple of days later, maybe even the next day, I got a friend request from this guy. I was like, I don't think I know that guy, but maybe I do know that guy. I know. So I checked out his profile. It was quite fit, to be fair. So I accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
And followed him back. And we ended up having a chat. I was very clear about the fact that we could only be
like
mates.
You always are.
That is hilarious. And I've got a new friend.
Yay.
What's not to like?
That is awesome. And by the way, to everyone, there might be a knock at the door at some point because we have ordered a curry to eat while we're recording.
Curry
this.
On the way.
Right. We'll go for another question. Have you ever made friends, actual friends, that you meet and spend time with, not just on social media interaction from a dating app? I'll let you go first.
I would say I've met up with people again in a friend's capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Like I met up with a guy that I'd previously been on a date with back in December, and we went to like a Christmas light show at Willison Hall. It's lovely. For any Nottingham people, it was definitely like in a friend's capacity. Yep. We're very clear about that, but we kind of haven't stayed in much contact since. And I would say I've seen people again in a mm-hmm. friend's capacity, but none of those people have kind of become regular friends, if you like.
Yeah.
What about
yeah.
you?
No. I think that I've had friends on social media, but no one that I've kind of gone and gone, oh yeah, mm-hmm. we'll be friends again.
Okay.
Tried to be friends. Well, was friends with an ex once, but that didn't work. I was just like,
it's not that easy, is it?
No, because I think as soon as you've been intimate in that way with somebody, then there's always going to be that something possibly there.
Yeah, even if it's just a kind of nostalgia or like a shared history. Mm-hmm. And I always think it's tricky then if you meet somebody else and get into a new relationship, but you still have regular contact with your ex.
Yeah.
It's just a bit messy, isn't it? And it's hard for the new partner to not find that a bit weird. But then if they find it a bit weird, they kind of sound like a mad jealous partner, yep. even though I think it's quite a reasonable issue.
Yeah, massively. So the answer to that one is no. Because I don't know. She did mention it was from a listener from Ireland. Mm. And she mentioned in the LGBTQIA+. Yep. They often do this because it just builds up their friendship group. So people that you go on dates with, it doesn't work. She just wanted to know whether it works in heteronormative.
And I think it could. Theoretically, I definitely think it could.
Yeah.
But I just don't really have experience of that particularly.
No. I don't think that I have. I think it's very much the case of like, that's it. Date didn't work. And it's like, okay, I'll stay in contact with you on Instagram, but I won't go out of my way to go meet you or anything like that.
And I think particularly with the pandemic, it hasn't been very easy to meet up with people. No. So maybe there have been people who you might have otherwise stayed in contact with, but it's been a bit trickier or you're less likely to because you can't meet up with anyone.
Yeah, maybe. But we'll see how that goes in the future. We'll keep you updated. Another question from one of our Nottingham listeners. Do you have any opinions on accents? If you hadn't spoken to someone before a date, when you met them, they had an accent you weren't expecting, would it be a potential turnoff? Would you prefer to hear someone's voice before meeting? Do you want me to go first on this one?
You go first.
I've had this. I'm not going to say what the accent is because I don't want to lose any listeners.
Insult those people.
Yeah, but certain accents for me, no.
It wasn't Essex, was it?
I speak to each week, so it can't be Essex because I'll be like, no, you can't come on the show. No, it's one of those where we did actually hear each other's voice before we met, and I was just like, no, because for me a voice is very important. Like if you get into a relationship with this person, you are going to talk to them a lot. And if you can't
stand their voice,
then it's not going anywhere, is it?
Yeah, so agreed.
I would always say that, you know, from a safety aspect, give them a video call first, make sure they're them, listen to the voice and see what's going on. So what about you?
I would say, yeah, it doesn't really come up because for most people that I would meet, we would exchange at least voice notes before.
Have you ever had it where you've had an accent and you've been like, no?
I don't think so. Like, I do find a lot of people's accents a bit grating.
Cheers.
So that would probably be a selection thing where if I really didn't like somebody's accent, I'd probably meet up with them.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever had it. I did date a Scouser for a couple of years in my 20s. But actually, he didn't have like one of those spiky Scouse accents. It was like one of those soft, lilty kind of ones.
Yes.
Which I
so what are your top accents? Let's go for top accents. Top three accents that, like, if it comes out of their mouth, you just melt and you're like, oh, wow. I mean, they have to be attractive and obviously have the same values as you, but yeah.
I'm not sure if I have any. You know, none that I really like. I probably have a couple that I don't like so much.
Okay.
Or, if I'm really honest, there's probably a couple of accents where I probably am a bit judgy with that person and kind of make assumptions about them, which later on decide to be untrue.
We don't want to lose listeners.
But yeah, I don't think there are any accents that make me like, because some accents, I'm really struggling to talk today.
Is that the wine?
I've only had a little wine. I think some accents are nice to listen to, but I don't know if I can be in a relationship with somebody. It's like a French accent I find really beautiful, right? It sounds lovely. But if it's kind of hard work a little bit for me to listen to and tune my ear into, I can't imagine talking for hours and talking when I'm tired and talking when I'm driving because of the level of concentration required.
To understand what they're saying.
Does that make me sound like a bit of a dick?
No. It's like, I used to work at, well, I still work all over the country, but I used to work with someone and we used to go all over the country. I found myself being translator. I would go into certain parts of Scotland and he wouldn't have a clue. And he'd look at me and I'm like, trying to do that whole, so you want us to do this, and
summarizing.
This, without obviously going, yeah, Paul, he said that. Can't understand him, but for me, Irish kind of comes at the top. Then Geordie. There's a thing about a Geordie accent. Yeah.
I find a lot, so like, I don't want to bring it back to Love Island, but I'm gonna. Brad, I cannot listen to the man. I don't know what he's saying.
So
I've got no clue what he's talking about.
A Geordie accent in a female or a woman, someone identifies as a woman.
Yeah.
Men, not so much.
And I think it depends on the person's type of accent, and that comes into how their voice sounds. Because, like I said, like, you can have a Scouse accent that you find abrasive, or you can have a Scouse accent that you like.
Yeah.
Likewise, you know, it kind of depends on everything else about the communication style and whether that appeals to you or doesn't.
Yeah, I completely get that. So hopefully that answers this person's question, because they're originally from York.
My new Instagram mate is from Bolton. He's got really, really strong Bolton accent. It really makes me laugh.
How did he find you?
He sounds like Peter Kay. So we tried to figure this out because I had just come up, you know, like you get recommendations for people you might know. We figured out that one of the girls I'd been on the hen do with, follows on Instagram because they matched on Tinder ages ago, but they never, like, I don't think they even met up. So, they had matched. They follow each other on Instagram. And then because I'd spent the weekend with her and was tagged in photos with her, they recommended me to him.
Yeah.
Now we're buddies.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very, very platonic buddies. I've been very clear.
So we've got one more question. And then I think someone's turned up. Have you got any advice for trying to meet? Actually, we'll leave this question till the rest of the world.
Because
I think this would be a good question.
Oh, a little bit of suspense for you.
So yeah, we have some guests coming up because we're taking a break, and we couldn't leave you like hanging without something to listen to. So we got podcasts for you guys to listen to, and we're going to speak to them shortly.
Hey everyone. So you might be thinking, this is quite a short episode. Well, me and Liz wanted to do a tiny, tiny episode together, and that's the final all done dusted. No, we're joking. Of course not. What happened is, our episode was so long recording with our guest that we've broken it down into three pieces. So today's Sunday. Strangely enough, here we are. We're on a Sunday. Tomorrow, you will get your Monday morning fix as normal, and then you have the Tuesday episode, which will be our last one for this season, we absolutely promise you. So I hope you've enjoyed the season so far, and I hope you enjoy the next two episodes. Now remember, as always, please listen like in order. Like, if you're listening to this one, then you're doing it right, but listen to it in order, because it will all get mixed up and you won't understand what's going on if you don't. Now goodbye, take care, and I will see you tomorrow.
And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. If you'd like to get in touch, then you can do, whether that's to submit a dating disaster, ask a question, or ask for some advice. We're not that good at helping, but one of our guest experts will certainly be able to. So if you'd like to get in touch, head on over to our socials.
On Facebook and Instagram, it's at Unhinged and Bumbled Up.
On Twitter, it's at Bumbled Up.
Or by email, it's unhinged.and.bumbledup@gmail.com.
If you liked the episode, then please don't forget to like and share and click the follow button above.
We also now have a website, www.uabu.co.uk. See you all next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.